This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Well, we'll go to Mission Control last. I'll show you the spacecraft first.
All right. I'll show you the spacecraft first. I love my job.
Do what you love, right? I'm in a warehouse in El Segundo, California, southwest of downtown L.A., out by the airport.
All right,
so this is very clean room looking.
That's right.
Right, kind of?
It's got spotless white floors, high ceilings, headquarters of a company called Varda Space Industries.
Here's the spacecraft and the reentry capsule. So if it fits, it ships.
All right. So this is life size, right?
That's right. This is the real deal.
Will Bruy's the CEO. And the thing that we're looking at is honestly kind of flying saucer shaped, about 3 feet in diameter, 2.5 or so feet high.
We're looking at the reentry capsule. And inside here is the drug manufacturing module. So we manufacture the pharmaceuticals in space because removing gravity allows us to make medicines you otherwise couldn't on Earth.
Catch that? They make medicines in space. Pharmaceutical companies pay Varda to do experiments in orbit in the hopes of finding new drug formulations.
The gravity is kind of like a parameter. I kind of think of it as in a kitchen, because chemistry is chemistry and food is chemistry as well. So if you put a temperature knob on an oven, you create a whole world of new recipes and new food you can create. Similarly, if you can change gravity, you can also change the chemical process for drug formulations. We only make the active ingredients in space.
Varda's capsules hitch rides on missions from private companies, SpaceX, for instance, to get into space, and then come down in Varda's specially built reentry vehicles, which cost in the single-digit millions per mission.
And so we can make drug formulas that you couldn't make on Earth because we can change gravity.
Why drugs and not, like, widgets?
Great question, because drugs help people, and they're high dollar per unit volume, so they fit into a small reentry capsule like this.
To be clear here, most of the processes Varda does in space aren't mechanical. They're mostly just heating stuff up and cooling it down, mixing it together, kind of like cooking.
Let's back up for a minute. You're a SpaceX guy from way back, right?
That's right.
Why the shift to manufacturing in space?
Because reusable rockets now make it so that you can go to space regularly and you can go to space cheaply. And so that opens up another industry that was not possible before.
There's a reason this company's here in this part of Southern California. SpaceX headquarters is just a couple of miles down the road, and this area has always been a hotspot for aerospace talent.
So your website says, Low Earth Orbit is now open for business, right?
That's probably on there somewhere.
It is. catchy phrase. What does that really mean, though? I mean, we're not there yet, I guess is what I'm saying.
We're damn close. So the way I think about it is shipping to space is now just shipping. If you can ship...
You got to put it on a rocket. You got to get the FAA to buy off. You got to bring it back, which is a problem for you guys we're going to get to later, right? It's not just shipping. It's not like an Amazon van.
It's pretty close. So the way to think about it is like this. If you could, I stole this from Elon Musk, but he would tell us at All Hands all the time. If you could take a 737 and have to throw it out after every flight, that would be insane.
Right.
And now the exact opposite has changed with rockets. So every single rocket that's launched now from SpaceX can be reused.
Right. Which is great.
Wasn't done before.
At that point, the other Varda executive showing me around jumped in to help explain.
Tell us who you are.
Eric Lasker, CRO, Varda Space Industries.
CRO is?
Chief Revenue Officer. Gotcha. So trying to make a business out of everything that's in this room now.
How's that working out for you?
It's actually going pretty well. We have two lines of business that are both stood up, and happy to talk through either of those. But just getting back to, shipping to space is just shipping. If you go to spacex.com/rideshare, you can book a slot on a rocket today. That's what Will's actually talking about, is that we are not in the world of you need to get on top of, say, a shuttle mission, and it's going to be a 2-3-4 year process.
Fair.
You can actually go online today, and you could book a slot on a rideshare mission just like Varda's doing right now.
I checked out that website, by the way. SpaceX will take capsules like Varda's into orbit for a couple of million dollars. And the bet Varda's making is that manufacturing in space is worth the cost. Here's CEO Will Bruy again.
Pharmaceutical companies are our customers. And by turning off gravity, we open up the envelope of possible drug formulas. And so we can offer a formula to a customer. For example, if right now you can only administer a drug through an IV bag, you can manufacture it in space, create smaller crystals so that you can get that through a shot. And so you're changing the patient experience and improving it that way with microgravity.
Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. Over on the pharma side, it's not inventing new molecules that, say, don't exist right now. It's taking those molecules that exist on Earth that have really been through the drug discovery process and reformulating them. So it's that formulation step where gravity really comes in.
And you guys build this capsule?
We did. Okay. Several of them, yeah.
All right.
One of them's in orbit right now.
Well, we're going to get there in a minute. Actually, we're going to get there right now. Because you got to bring this stuff back.
Absolutely.
And if you can't get it back, it's not much use to you, right? You do the science up there, but if you can't get it back, you're screwed, right?
Correct.
And you have one up there that you don't have, and I understand there's now a thing called a reentry permit from the FAA, and you
That's
guys
right.
don't have one of those?
Not yet, but we're working on it right now.
Varda's been around for a little bit more than 3 years. They've got 80 employees, and their first capsule went into orbit on a SpaceX rocket this past June. They had planned to bring it down at a military test site in Utah a couple of months later until the FAA said not so fast.
So that gets me to the bigger question. How concerned are you about the regulatory process for space, right? Not so much the getting up there part, but now the getting back there part, right? Because people are up there, you want to get them back, regulations be damned, right? But you got this science experiment, you got to get it back, and the FAA says, oh, no, you got to fill out Form B14/2.
Form B is a killer.
Right? I know. I heard. I did my research.
Yeah. Yeah. So Part 450 is the governing reentry license from the FAA. I'm not worried long term because it is essentially paperwork at this point. But from a physics perspective, totally fine.
Are you guys a rocket company or a science company?
Oh, great question. So we are a reentry company, first and foremost, and really a life sciences company from a customer perspective. Our customers, they don't care that we're going to space. They just know that we can turn off gravity. So we have a unique way to manipulate chemical systems. But at the end of the day, that's what they care about most.
This industry is brand new. Regulatory agencies like the FAA are still figuring out how to deal with companies like Varda as they invent new ways to commercialize space.
All right, roll with me on this question.
Please.
I'm a space aficionado from way back, and I'm sure you certainly are. I don't know about you. Okay, all right. So this is a false romanticism question, but doesn't this take a little bit of the romance out of space?
I will answer your question with a romantic answer. So I think that right now, if you live in Kansas, the International Space Station is actually closer to you than an oil rig. But an oil rig feels closer because it's part of the day-to-day economy. So I think when we have day-to-day flights to space to bring back drugs, it'll feel like part of the economy, and we will bring the stars to us. I think your children and our children's children will think of space as like the ocean in that way. It's a big, vast thing close to us, not us actually going to the stars.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
I just thought of it on the spot.
Oh, bull!
You asked me.
It's really good. It's really good. I don't buy that you just thought of it, but it's really good.
All right, welcome to Mission Control, where Wendy runs the show.
Oh, here we go. This is the rest of the building.
Hi.
I'm Kai. Nice to see you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. You get to hold the microphone now.
Oh, great. Hello.
Tell me who you are and where we are.
Yeah, my name is Wendy Shimada. I am the Vice President of Autonomous Systems, and we are here at the Varda Mission Control.
We should tell people what we're looking at. There's three huge screens on the wall. There's
a bunch
of computer monitors, and there's all kinds of data and parameters, and everything's green except that one little red square there. What is that one little red square?
Yeah, we ignore that one. Yeah.
Okay. It's like when you're driving and your car makes funny noises and you just turn up the radio.
It's a known thing. Yeah. So we actually, these screens right now, the one far on the left actually shows us where we are in the orbit.
I was just going to say, what are you looking at? Where are you in the orbit now?
Yeah. So the little blue dot right over there flying right over the coast of Maine or Cape Cod is where we are flying in space right now.
Nice. So this is going to be a stupid question, which I should have asked a long time ago. What's it been doing up there this whole time?
Right now, mostly just chilling. We check in. Yeah, we check in on her about once a week.
That's fair. Just checking.
We check in on her about once a week, do some checkouts on the entire system. Otherwise, everyone's on call.
So the science is all done? I mean, the science runs autonomously up there, right?
That's correct. Yep.
So it's all done?
It's all done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once you get this FAA permit to bring it back, how are you going to do that?
Yeah, great question. So we have to do a series of what are called like propulsion burns to be able to change the orbit such that it can land in a place of our choosing. So for our first mission, it's Utah. For the future, we'll have other landing sites available for us as well.
Will, come here. So in 5 years, what's this company doing?
In 5 years, we're launching and re-entering spacecraft on a daily basis with pharmaceuticals on board.
After pharma, what are you going to do?
Well, I'll tell you this. The pharmaceutical industry is large. I don't see us moving outside of pharma for at least 5 to 10 years. But that being said, there are other industries that we can leverage a lack of gravity for.
Give me some for instances.
For instance, fiber optic cables. You can make some fiber optic cables with less attenuation, meaning that light shines farther and more efficiently through them if they're manufactured in microgravity. Another is silicon wafers. So you can make more perfect wafers, less imperfections if they're grown in microgravity. And these are all products of the International Space Station that has done research over the last 20 years, like any other national lab, but there hasn't been a commercial off-ramp for all of that research until Varda.
Where'd Varda come from?
Varda is the name of a elvish queen from one of the Tolkien books, the Silmarillion. She manufactures the stars, so it seemed like an appropriate name for a manufacturing and space business.
Was that you or one of your co-founders?
That was my co-founder, Delian, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Super cool. Super interesting.
A little postscript here, by the way. They are still waiting on that permit to bring down the first capsule in Utah. Next couple of missions, though, they're going to land in Australia.